Hey, what's up, everyone? I wanted to record this episode while this just pops into my mind, my being, my everything. It just comes in and I say, okay, I have no choice. I'm going to let this through, let this express itself. So here we are, here we go. I've been getting a lot of people coming to me lately, telling me about their experiences with relationships, telling me about how certain things will come up, and they're starting to notice how they're replaying from past experiences that they had with previous partners, and now similar, if not the exact same things are playing out, but it's with a completely different person. And they're wondering what's really going on. And this is exactly what I had experienced through myself. This is something that I went through personally, and I really got to understand and learn what is truly going on, and not just the surface explanation of it, because I wanted to understand it in a way where I get to truly process the information, process what the experience is, and basically break the cycle of it ever happening again. Because I understand that what I understood was that, or is that, we are the continuation of our parents, of our mother and our father, and their mother and their father, and so on and so forth. And whether we like these people, love these people, whether these people are in our lives or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is, they came together at some moment in time and created us. They conceived us, and we are them in a matter of speaking, while being a completely new, unique version of who we are in this new lifetime, in this new expression of life. And it's not just genetics, it's not just health, it's not just our bodies, it's not just these things that get passed on. We get really everything. We get the karma, the karmic cycles from our parents. We get, fuck, you name it, we get it. when we get into relationships, we're going to, honestly, all of the time, 100% of the time, all of the time, we're going to attract the partner that we have been conditioned to accept and to give and receive love to and from, based on our parents, based on the people that we saw while we were growing up, while we saw and we felt things with them, and we interacted and communicated, and that's basically the programming that we received, the conditioning that we received up until like the first 5 to 7 years of our lifetime. And the people that we end up in relationships, like whether they're romantic, whether they're friendships, whether they are, anything, any kind of relationship, relationships with money, relationships with material things, relationships with people, with animals, with the earth, with our environment, it's all going to be from the conditioning that we receive up until the first 5 to 7 years of our life. And this is something that first I heard about this information, and it didn't really register too much with me, honestly, because I wasn't personally aware to myself experiencing it. But then I became very aware that, holy shit, this is actually what is happening with me. And I instantly realized that one of my main objectives and purposes in this lifetime was and is, continues to be, to write a new story. To write my own story, and not a repeating history of his story, or her story, whichever one, or both, of the previous, the predecessor generations. And so this was a very hard pill to swallow because there was a lot of things that were happening that I wasn't happy with. A lot of things in the relationship that I wasn't happy with and relationships that I wasn't happy with. And I realized that it had nothing to do with the actual person themselves. Like, yeah, of course, they are who they are. And they are meant to be exactly this person that would trigger exactly these things within me so that I can give these things attention, these emotions, these beliefs, whatever patterns may be surfacing, love them, give them love, you know, give them love, accept them, and then let them go. We don't want to hold on to it. We want to be free of it. The only way to be free of it is to not fight it, not struggle with it, not put up any kind of walls. Those are the things that get us in trouble. The only way to be free of it is to take that nice pause, a nice step back, take that deep ass breath, not into the chest, into the stomach. Take it nice and deep into the stomach. Let the ribcage expand. Hold it for like 2 seconds, 2-3 seconds. Just hold that breath. Feel good. Let yourself feel that breath. Let yourself feel the ribcage expanding, the breath filling you. It's literally the universe fucking you. The universe fucks us every time we take a breath. It goes in us all the time. And then we breathe out and we go in it. All the time. We're always having sex with the universe. But yeah, take that deep breath. Take that pause. And just ask yourself, how do I want to respond to this experience right now? Do I even want to respond? Is it beneficial for me to even say anything or do anything? And in that moment, we get this beautiful thing that is a choice. We get to choose who we are now in this new moment. Who we are now, not who we are replaying ourselves to be, nothing from the past that we already know didn't work out too well. We get to create a new story in that moment. And it's not easy because it takes a lot to just be like, oh, I'm gonna take a breath. I'm gonna take a breath. And when we do, though, when we do take that breath, when we do take that pause, when we do respond differently, we create a whole new life. We get to really feel that. Man, that went differently. That went different. And the thing is that the person doesn't change. We don't change. But because of the way that we responded, everything is different. And in that moment, we become free. We become free of this past karmic cycle that was replaying itself, this emotion that was triggering us from within. And we become free of it. And when we become free of it, fuck, we get to breathe. We get to breathe deeply. We get to feel good. We let go of stress. It's an amazing feeling to be free. Let me tell you that. Being free is the best thing that we can possibly be. Is free. And yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up for anyone who is going through anything right now, that they're feeling themselves being triggered. They're thinking, maybe, you know, this has already happened. I took time. I've healed. I've gotten over it. I moved on. And then we get into, you know, our new relationships. And bam, here's that trigger again. Here's that exact experience again. And if you've been experiencing these things, if you're one of the people, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the person. Everything is exactly right. We're just being We're just being gifted with moments, with experiences where we get to change the course of how things have been playing out, change the course of history, basically, and write our own. Those moments are moments where we get to really level up. We get to have a character building moment, or a character de-building, however you want to look at it. Either way, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, hope that helps. If you guys got any more questions, feel free to text me. Text me, 424-321-1005. Feel free to text. Ask any questions if you got something you're going through with relationships. I know most of you guys have been listening. You know that most of life up until this point has been heavily focused upon health and food and the body. And if you got something going on with that as well, feel free to ask. I don't know everything, I promise. I never will. But I do know a lot, and I'd love to help you guys out, whatever is going on, lend you an ear, share a personal experience. So feel free to reach out. If email works best for you, feel free to hit it up on email, yalaexperience@gmail.com. Yala is one L. That's it for now. Like I said, hope this helps, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Enjoy the rest of your day, night, wherever you may be while you're listening to this. Have a beautiful day. Peace.